This is Shoresides Broadcasting from Working Narrative Studio. Shoresides is a Real People media project. Coming up next, a Shoresides news special where we capture the stories of your coastal neighbors.
It was every time I walked into work, I got asked, why are we still open? Why are we still open? Why are we still open? And I brought those concerns up to those higher than me. It wasn't received well. And the next day I walked into work and they met me outside the building. And all they said to me was, you're being let go. Give me your keys. You should tell people that it was your decision. That's in your best interest. I was not provided with a reason. They told me the three sentences and took my store keys. And I have not even received my letter of termination yet. And I'm a manager at my work, and a big part of the stress that has come has been like the fear from my team. You know, we're still incredibly busy. We're doing the same amount of sales that we were before we closed down. You know, and there were a couple of team members who had expressed concern about working the positions where they come in direct contact with guests. One of the girls had a panic attack at work. And so they had went to their supervisors who are above me and asked, could I work in the kitchen more? Could I work inside positions, you know, reducing my risk of taking this home to my family? And they were told no. And that if that is something that you wanted to do, if you wanted to basically have a higher chance of being safe, your hours would be cut and your pay would be cut. To meet that level of fear that you can't even be reassuring to provide any kind of care and compassion, but to instead threaten, solidifying that they would be ineligible for unemployment benefits. When I asked, why are we forcing these people to work in these positions? The answer that I received was, there is paperwork they can fill out if they are high risk. So we recently got masks at work, but there is no physical way to be 6 feet apart from the people in the window taking the money in the car at the drive-through window. And also where I worked, we take orders out in the drive-through manually with iPads and stuff. And they tell us stay 6 feet away. But in person, when you're 6 feet from a car that's running, a lot of times you can't hear the person. So you have to stand closer to the car. Sometimes they want to see a menu. We scan apps, the rewards program, be able to scan the apps, and you have to be very close to them. And even the precautions that we take, like with the gloves and the washing our hands, we're still taking cash, you know, well known that it's dirtier than a public toilet seat. You know, we're taking these precautions, but the very essence of being open kind of negates any of the work that you could do to keep the workers completely safe. No one is thinking about fast food workers. They're thinking about, hey, you know, thank you, healthcare workers. Thank you, truck drivers, Walmart employees, you know, thank you, policemen, first responders. And then there's not really, hey, thank you, McDonald's employees. Thank you, Taco Bell employees. Thank you, Chick-fil-A employees. So we're open, we're essential, but not essential enough to get recognition or to get hazard pay or to get, you know, those sick leave benefits. It's just kind of like people visit the fast food just to get out of the house because everyone's going stir crazy. So we're here to provide relief for them in that sense, but at the same time, endangering our lives without really a thank you. This is not my decision. If it was my decision, I would still come to work because now more than ever, they need people on their side. And if it was my choice, I'd be with them. I'd be on their side, helping in any way that I can. But here I am stuck at home, hoping that somebody's listening to them when they say that they're scared.
You've been listening to a Shoresides news special, sponsored in part by NC News Lab. Shoresides is a local journalism project serving coastal North Carolina and beyond. Thanks for listening.